पुरुक्रमस्य अखिलाबन्धमुक्तये समाधीन अनुस्मरतद्विशेषितम्
Yes.
Unfortunately, not so.
But the talk, due to this, the stream, liberation, should have also been. Thus, the living effects are more and more entangled in the material bondage with the hope of liberation for thousands and thousands of generations. Srila Narada Rishi, being the best amongst the Vaishnavas, is compassionate towards such unfortunate victims of worthless literatures, and thus he advises Srila Vasudeva to compose transcendental literature which is not only attractive but can also actually bring liberation from all kinds of bondage. Srila Vyasadeva or his representatives are qualified because they are highly trained to see things in true perspective. Srila Vyasadeva and his representatives are pure in thought due to their spiritual enlightenment fixed in the vows due to the devotional service and determined to deliver the fallen souls rotating in material activities. The fallen souls are very eager to receive noble information every day, and the transcendentalist like Vyasadeva or Narada can supply such eager people in general with unlimited news from the spiritual world. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that the material world is only a part of the whole creation, and this world is only a fragment of the material world. So we've got another big paragraph, you know. So perhaps we may do it tomorrow. So if you read, I read the whole purport yesterday, you know, just to go through that. That's for the lecture purpose. We are stopping with one paragraph. What he says is, Srila Prabhupada concludes this purport that the Vedic literature is very, very important for today's modern economic development, civilization. Srila Prabhupada stresses the importance of Vedic literature. And also, he also brings out a contrary statement between the material literature and the Vedic literature. Because what happens is, in the material literature, materialistic activity or material education, it is good, it is going to give you economic development, but that is only for one birth, only for this birth. It is not going to carry any further to the next birth. But the Vedic education or Krishna consciousness, it will come life after life. Even if by any chance, if there is any fall down, for example, it will still, you know, be helpful for you in the next birth. And also, we see that in the Vedic literature, the information is coming from Guru Parampara. But in the case of material education or material literature, it's not like that. Because we see these days, right? So many people writing so many books. They feel like writing books, they write it. And basically what they do is they copy the matter from the other books and they put the name and they want to be in the limelight. But Srila Prabhupada emphasizes in this lecture that this Vedic education comes from disciplic succession. It is not copied in one sense, you know. Yes, they are copying from Krishna, the supreme authority, the source of all incarnation. But this copy is referring to the mundane copy. Right? So Srila Prabhupada emphasizes that our system comes from, our knowledge comes from the Guru Parampara. And what Srila Prabhupada says is correct. Right? How do we say that what Srila Prabhupada says is correct? Because he is the founder Acharya of his school. We see in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, transcendental knowledge, right? Krishna says, this science of self-realization, right? I have first got that to Vimalsvam, the sun god, right? So all the material thought, or all the material civilization, first of all, defeated, right? Because first of all, if you say that, you know, there is sun god and Krishna, the supreme authority, spoke to sun god, no one is going to believe. Why? Because Krishna wanted to speak to the executive heads of the state. So the sun god, what he did, he spoke to his son Manu. And Manu spoke to his son Vishwaku, the forefather of the Raghu dynasty in which Lord Ramachandra appeared. So we see there, here, the disciplic succession is coming through. But what's happening these days? We have seen the Vedic tradition that's happening before, like the succession of disciplic knowledge coming through. But what's happening these days, you know? People, these days, what do they like? They like everything, basically, right? They basically lack good qualities, moral principles, and sense control. Right? Why? Because they're acting on the bodily platform of life. So, people in general want to follow their own so-called means of living, right? There's nothing to imbibe from, or nothing to copy from. There is no parampara system. I feel like doing it, yeah, I'll do it. Nothing wrong. But Krishna, you know, condemns this way of material life. So materialistic life means doing, feeling. You know, whatever I feel like, I do it. So this is material life, which is condemned by the Lord and Bhagavad Gita. And all the Vedic literature, also scriptural literature, they condemn that. I was listening the other day to Srila Prabhupada, one of the Srila Prabhupada lectures, the Visti Vishnu books, okay? In that, Srila Prabhupada is saying, his Guru Maharaj basically wanted him to print, you know, whenever he gets some money. He did not say more money. Right? So whenever you get any money, you print books, right? And Srila Prabhupada emphasizes here that, to all his disciples that, when you get money, you have to print as many books as possible in as many languages as possible. That's what he wants, Srila Prabhupada. So it's off, you know, because this book marathon is going on now. So, you know, all the prayer books that is to be printed needs to be sold, needs to be given to the people. You know? So that is why all our devotees, you know, they're working very hard selling Srila Prabhupada books, actually. In general, you know, one may ask a question, right? See, we are practicing Krishna consciousness, right? Vedic civilization. But if you go out in the downtown, you see, you know, material civilization hanging around. Okay? How is it possible for us, right, to basically practice Krishna consciousness, which is hard, you know, because everywhere you go, it's only sense enjoyment, right? Now, this has been proved by one of our great devotees in the past, Prahlad Maharaj. See, Prahlad Maharaj is a great devotee, right? But his father has sent him to an atheist school. Right? Those days, they sent him to Gurukul. But Hiranyakashipu sent his son, Prahlad Maharaj, to atheist school to learn economic development because he's a son of the king. Right? He was sent to atheist school to completely learn sense enjoyment, basically, as a king. But what Prahlad Maharaj did? He converted all of them to devotees, basically. So, bringing that into an example here, we can say that, you know, now there is no Gurukul here, you know, except in Mayapur and other places, right? Most of the places in Melbourne, right? It's only 86 schools, right? Where they teach that there is no God. So, in this kind of civilization, we can also copy the example of Srila Prabhupada, Prahlad Maharaj, how we live, and then follow the suit. And the modern education these days, you know, it is teaching so many sciences. But what science is leading to? Material science. Like everyone wants to be a consultant, you know, like a bank consultant, like Jay Sachin, or IT consultant, finance consultant, travel consultant, right? Now that reminds me of a small joke about consultant. which I read somewhere, it's quite interesting. There was a consultant actually, right? He was living in the city and was exploring all possibilities of selling something. Then he thought, why not I go to a remote place, an outskirt, something like Geelong, which are wise away now. They're going to explore the outskirts. So this person said, okay, fine, let me go to Geelong and explore an activity, you know, because I'm a consultant. Fine. I'm sick of, you know, asking, talking to people over the phone and all that. I want a personal touch. Okay. So this person went to the outskirts of the area and he saw a village boy grazing some sheep there. Okay? So this consultant, he went in a car, he took his laptop. Immediately, he went close to the village board and he did some calculation and he said, you are having 110 goats grazing in your pastures. Immediately, the small boy said, are you a consultant? Right? Then, this man, you know, consultant, very much surprised. How did you know I'm a consultant? He said, simple. I follow 3 points for the phenomenon. First, I did not call you. You came on your own. So that shows that you are conservative. Second thing is, this is very, very simple calculation. There are 10 rows of... second thing he said that you are telling lies because it's not goat, it is sheep. Okay? So straight away you are telling lies. That's the second thing. Okay? So you came on your own, you are telling lies. And third thing is, very, very simple calculation. There are 10 rows of sheep going and each row is 10. So 10 times 10 is 100. Why do you put a laptop and that will be told the wrong figure? 110. So, you are a consultant. Because sometimes also, I hear about this, and when I go home, you know, I don't want to pick up a call between 5 and 7. Because, you know, sometimes I think maybe some important call. You know, they call it, it's a hand from my energy, you know. And they say, do you want? I said, I don't want anything. Thank you very much for your time. So, you know, these days, you know, they don't, we don't want that. Basically, they call us. And then, you know, they live in a corporate for their energy. Okay. Coming back to this Vedic literature, what happens is, because of the material nature, which has got three modes of material nature, right? Most of the time, this material nature will be covered by the mode of passion and ignorance. So which means that whatever education or whatever knowledge we get here is very easily covered when you go outside. So sometimes you may wonder, right, here will be an MS devotee, very easy. Very easy, no problem. But when you go out, right, it's very easy to forget Krishna also. This is because the material nature comprises of the three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, ignorance. And the passion and ignorance very quickly cover over any living entity, especially conditioned soul, because they are all conditioned souls. Very quickly can cover. So that is why what has happened is this Krishna explains, coming back to chapter 4, Krishna says, this science of self-realization, I have caught that to the best one, right? But he says, after some time it's lost. Krishna has spoken the science of realization to Vivaswan. Vivaswan spoke to his Manu, and Manu spoke to Ishvaku in where Rama and Ramachandra was born, and then it was going through, and then it was lost. Bhagavad Gita was lost. That's why Krishna has to come back and speak Bhagavad Gita in the battle of Kurukshetra to Arjuna. What's the reason for that? Because this is the reason, the mode of passion. And Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita that there is always a competition between the three modes of material nature. Now I'm getting the mode of goodness, when I go passion, and then I go home ignorance because I want to sleep. Very quickly, so the passion and ignorance, very quickly, you know, they will be crossing the living entity up and down like a tsunami. You know, there's no way you can escape the Lord's material energy, or the Lord's illusionary energy, or the Lord's deluding energy. You can have so many names. It's very, very easy and tricky also. So that is why Krishna says, now I have come, because this knowledge of science, self-realization has been lost for some time. So I have come here to give you this knowledge. Why? What's the reason Krishna is giving to Arjuna? Because he says for two reasons. One, You are my devotee Bhakta and you are my Sakha, my friend. So one who becomes a devotee and a friend of God, it's very easy to get the instruction. So why so many people in the world, you know, they're not able to get this instruction? This is the transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge means coming from the Lord, which tells you the difference between matter and spirit. Okay? Now this knowledge is common, it's there everywhere in the book. But why many people are not able to understand? Why only some people are able to understand? Because of the fact that they are not Krishna's friend. How to become Krishna's friend? By becoming his devotee. You become a devotee and you become Krishna's friend. There's no problem. So, considering the fact that this is a material world, we should make sure that we should not be hanging around for a long time. Now, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj very boldly said, this material place is like a toilet, you know. When you go to the toilet, you finish your business and come back. You don't think, you know, oh, but the other day, one of the devotees was saying, nowadays, you know, don't underestimate that. The toilet is as big as the room. You know, they have all the facilities. But anyway, the point being, this is what, you know, finish all the business, go back. That is what Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, Prabhupada's guru, obviously, Srila Prabhupada's following instruction. So, the point here is, Srila Prabhupada points out, padam padam tat vipadam. So, every step there is a danger in the material world. We don't know how it comes. Any step is a danger. But, ours should be paramapadam. Not in the material mysteries, you know. Ours should be the abode of the Lord there. Now, to give you an example of, see, it's very nice, you know, to say, you know, padam, padam, tat, padam, you know, miscellaneous every stage and all that, right? But unless we have a see an example, we will not understand this fact. This is it, right? Okay. This is, I'm going to give you a story which has really happened. Okay? Now, this has happened many years back. This I have also seen, but you know, it's a very sad story, but there are a lot of lessons. Now, going back, probably 18 years back, when I was doing my pre-university, okay, my mother at the time, she was working to, she was working for telephone department. My father was also working for telephone. At one stage, my mother had to resign because my father went up to a stage of division manager, and then they said, you know, your wife has to resign because she cannot report to you, you know, obviously, reporting structure. So, obviously, my mother resigned. When I was in pre-university. We called it as a great progress, pre-university at the time. My mother took a package, she resigned. So at the time, my mother had a colleague. Okay. So this colleague was a widow, was a basically a widow. Okay. She does not have a husband. And she has got a son. But she has put all her energy, okay, in bringing up the son. Because husband is not there. So all the time, the main focus, like how the devotee is focusing on Krishna, like that this mother was focusing on the son, okay? Now she gave him a good education. Good college, good education. He got a job. I remember he had even worked for a company, kind of known as the Helen of Election Machine Works. Now this company is so rich, you know, that this guy has got his own helicopter. At the time, during the time of Indira Gandhi, she was the Prime Minister, and Indira Gandhi had a helicopter, and this guy also got a helicopter, because he has got a couple of branches in Mumbai and Delhi and all that. So he used to use the helicopter. It's just like a car, like how we drive a car, right? Yes, a helicopter. So I'm just saying, you know. So this guy was working for this company, okay? Lakshmi Machine Works. Lakshmi makes money, you know. Of course, they're getting money. So what happened, he got a reasonably good job, and at the company, you know, being a good company, every year they used to go for a retreat, you know, like we used to have a retreat. Now one year, he was much elder at the time, he was almost 25, 26, he was about to get married, almost the state of Jesus. A couple of months, you know, but that's the difference. He's a devotee, not that person is not a devotee. Okay, so coming back to our story, almost 26, 27. he's going to get married soon. Right? That's the scenario. Now, in the company, they asked him, or they went for a retreat to Malampula. Gopakandesh Prabhu will be going there. It's a continent, Kerala. It's a Malampula land. Okay? This is like what you have, Port Sea and all that. You know, Australia, but Port Sea. Okay? So, this is a dam. Right? He went. Now, prior to his going, being the only son, his mother constantly checks astrology. Just to make sure how my son is, how it will be there. So at one point in time, at the time, the astrologer told her that your son has got some problem related to water. Nirganda, you know, the water related problem. Be careful. That's what the astrologer said. Of course, the mother knows that. I told the son, see, you've got a problem related to water. Be careful, okay? The son, as usual, that means you want me not to take bath? Water? Not to touch water? Not to drink water? Like that, he was joking, you know. The mother said, don't take it seriously like that. Because, you know, he says, very casual, you know, just easy going. Doesn't matter. So, he went for the Malampula big dam. They had a good play and all that. But what happened during the incident? This fellow does not know swimming. Okay? He jumped onto the dam, and many people, his friends, you know, they were coaching him, and they jumped one after another, and then they were spending some time, you know, for about half an hour, 1 hour. And then later on they said, where is this guy? And he said, where is he? Then they said, okay, maybe we finish and all that. People forgot, you know. Then they were ready and they came out, you could see that the dead body floating. So people, you know, jumped on him and all that, and he's dead. Now, incidentally, at that time, you know, this is actually a different state, interstate. The body is in Malampula Dam, which is Kerala, and the person who's living is in Tamil Nadu. You know. According to the rules, you know, they cannot give the body. It's a big, you know, what you call the rules and regulations has to be followed. You know. But incidentally, at the time, that mother was in my house. That's why, you know, I could know that. You know? So, the friends of the person who was dead, you know, they have to communicate with the mother. But they know the history of the mother, that the mother's only son. How do we communicate? They were reluctant, you know. Of course, immediately they did postmortem also, because in India they come immediately postmortem, and the body is cut into pieces. This is the status of the body. As long as the soul is there, it's very good. The moment the soul goes, the body you can't even keep for a few hours. It's cut into pieces, you know, they have a head and everything is feet. So we are growing them with body. Okay. Anyway, so in the cut and all that, and immediately they get, I mean, one of the friends, you know, they spoke over the phone and all that, and all that, they are being cut. Immediately she said, how is my son and all that? He said, it's okay, they are coming, you know. He'll come and we'll talk to you like that. But I thought everything's okay with it. How could that, you know? And then, you know, they said, please, can you go to your house and we'll come and tell you, you know. No, I want to speak to my son. That's not fine. He will come to your house. Please be in the house. Because she was in our house. And house is little bit other side. So then, that person told my mother. She was asked to go to her house. Because very, very delicate situation. You know, it's not easy like that. One cannot digest that, you know. And our 26, 27 years of nurturing a child. And then tomorrow, when you come to know that, you know, it's a very, very sad story. You know. So, you know, going, and then we got the information, and then I heard that, and I could not manage it. Because he used to come, he used to talk to him and all that, you know, like a friendly relationship, he used to come home. So I could not marry, you know. And then imagine, she was completely devastated. That's a word I could use. Devastated. Mother. You know. Because only child. It's gone. So, and, at that time, you know, she was going to the temple and all that, but she did not have the real signs of self-realization like Krishna consciousness, you know. So later on, what I did, after I became a neophyte devotee, I used to go to her and give Bhagavad Gita. I used to say, go to the Bible for ISKCON. She was in Bangalore. Go to ISKCON. She said, yeah, I'm going. Sunday I'm going. Because this is the time, you know. But this was many years after. Because I came here and then later on, whenever it was almost a gap of 10 years, you know. If at that time, right time, if I told her something, she would have gone. at least now she said, yes, I'm chanting every room. At least I'm trying to go to the temple. I'm doing some Sunday serving everything because she's alone with that. But so what happened later? This lady was taken care of by her brother. So she lost her husband, lost her son. She became like an orphan. No one to take care. And so the poor brother took care of her, and she's still living with her brother. She's still under the last time I before when I went, you know, I saw. And she said that it's okay. She's having some inclination for Krishna consciousness. Hopefully, this is it. So this is a material world. So do we all to hang on with this material world? Another very, very short story in the line of this. This is an again similar one. So that we know. See, all the time, you know, if we know material enjoyment, good, you know, then we feel like enjoying. But we have some sad stories, you know, devastating stories for this. Then we can know how we can condemn the material nature. The material nature has to be condemned. It cannot be, you know, glorified. Only Krishna has to be glorified. Material nature, which is a separate energy of the Lord, the source of Krishna is that. It's like a laptop, it's not connected, but it's working on the battery. The Krishna's energy is like that. The material energy, the relation, the source to Krishna is disconnected. So it's a separate energy working, which can give you harassment. And Lord Himself is saying, don't take part in material energy. So come to my energy, spiritual Lord, internal energy. Okay, another story, when we came to, you know, this is what happened, in mid-90s when I came to Australia. I came across a couple, basically, not a couple, you know, the man. We happened to go to the house, okay? And in that house, you know, the man had a daughter, 4 years old. This was 93, 94. And then I saw the photograph of his wife, you know, under the garden. The first time I saw, then I said, I was forced to ask this question, when is the child's mother? Then he said, fine. Then he started the story, just a few minutes. He said, I came to Australia. I am an IT consultant. At the time when there was recession, I was getting $80 a day. I thought, yeah, that is a lot. Then there's a recession. $80 per hour, IT consultant, even the topmost of top notch, okay? There. And they bought a very big house. His house is like a palace, you know. I went first time, you know, when I was in a rented apartment. When I went and I was thinking, oh, what a fabulous, you know. Most of this, you know, it's really a palace, you know. What would you expect? And then things were growing, and it migrated, me, my wife, and almost a child was, you know, for a couple of months or something. And then we were there. And then last year, my wife had a disease, which is very, very unique. Only one in a million will get it. And my wife got it. And she immediately died in 3 months, leaving the 3-year-old baby. Now my baby is 4 years old. Okay? This man said, I have taken a vow. I'm not going to put my heart and soul in bringing up my daughter. This is the story. He said, fine. And at least he's doing some austerity. He said, if someone else comes, I don't know how they treat my daughter, not at all. And then, from 7 months back, you know, I saw him in the temple. I said, you are, you know, at the time I was in. And when he said, Dr. Ramya, you know, I remember the name, where is she? She said, she's there, she's got married, you know. So probably at the time, how she would be 23, 24, she got married, and that's okay. And then I thought, I'd speak to him later, I was serving, you know. And then, I could not see him because there was no touch. It was almost 15 years now. But he's one good point to get come to the temple. He will come again. Because that's the nature of Krishna. Once he comes, he will come again. But we have to wait for him. Okay, so I'll stop here. So when you go, be careful about the three modes of material nature, especially passion and ignorance. Okay? Srila Prabhupada in the deathbed, finally, you know, Srila Prabhupada is going to pass away. Okay? He's saying, even at the time, look at Srila Prabhupada's mental consciousness, okay? He was so firm, his body is deteriorating, okay? But mind and intelligence very strong. He was dictating, you know, at the time, I was listening to him. He was saying, always devotee should be. Of course, they are doing that transcendental service. necessary. They should fix them on the mode of goodness. Because mode of passion depends no good. Mode of goodness is good, you know, it's a stepping stone. So we should be fixed on the mode of goodness. Mode of goodness means to improve the qualities, knowledge and sense control. Those are sense gratification. Sense control and knowledge. Because now when there is a knowledge, you will never do a sin. So it's a 5-point formula. I remember Bhanu Maharaj. Bhanu Maharaj always speaks a 5-point program. Okay, what is that? Anyone knows that? In his lecture, you know, some way it is a 5-point program. Anyone knows that? No. Like at the time, our prime minister interacted with a 20-point program. That is material. Bhanu Maharaj is spiritual. 5-point program is forgetfulness of Krishna. Okay, first thing, how it works. Forgetfulness of Krishna, ignorance, sinful activities, karma, suffering. Everything leads to forgetfulness. So first you forget Krishna. Okay? Then what you do? Immediately come under the mode of ignorance. No doubt about it. You don't think that I am in the mode of goodness. Okay? Immediately I forget Krishna, you are in ignorance. No doubt. Because you come under bodily form. So what? Forgetfulness of Krishna, ignorance. Ignorance means bodily platform. Bodily platform is simple activities. You see someone here drinking coffee. Ignorance. Simple activity. If you know simple activities, karma, you get karma. You cannot avoid God's system. Karma means suffering. So everything resulting in forgetfulness. That is Srila Prabhupada said 16 minutes. Okay, I stop here. Any comments for questions or corrections? Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavati, Srimad Prabhupada, Gautis Prabhupada.